The Horde captains nodded vigorously. They liked Zigu's idea. Swart gestured at the mountain with his chainmail paw.
Fair enough. But what if they ain't scared of us? What do we do then? March up and down on the shore looking fierce? That ain't gonna conquer no mountain. Your plan ain't bad, Zigu, but it needs a bit of work doing on it.
The corsair sheathed his rapier and performed a flourishing bow in Swart's direction.
Be my guest, sirrah. By all means, plan away.
Playing him at his own game, Swart bowed back.
Righto! If they don't come flocking out, terrified and surrendering, like you say they should, then here's what we do. Split up and attack, using the pincer movement I was going to use from the back, this time at the front, but with a difference. This time, we mount a charge, straight forward at the front entrance, same time as the pincers hit both sides. No, it'll need a clever and fearless beast to lead that frontal charge. Captains, who do you say it should be?
The captains replied en masse without hesitation.
Zigu!
The corsair smiled and saluted them with his rapier, inwardly seething that he had allowed himself to be outwitted by Swart. The midday sun was at its zenith. Sunflashed Amaze stood at his bedchamber window with Colonel Sangall, Sundew and Sabertash. Together, they watched the seemingly endless ranks of Horde beasts marching out to line up below the tide line. War drums pounded relentlessly and conch shell trumpets brayed aloud over the barbaric banners streaming high over glinting spearheads. Colonel Sangall watched them coolly through his monocle.
You know, I do believe the Blighters have brought enough troops along to make a decent scrap of it, eh, Tash?
Sabertash, the sword hare, tuttered indifferently.
Ta! Let's hope they fight better than they drill, sloppy lot. No right markers, no proper dressing from the right. I'd smarten them up if I were their captain, believe you me.
Sunflash smiled at Sundew.
Afraid, missy?
He asked. She looked up at the Badger Lord, his golden stripes showing through the open visor of a high black war helmet, massive chest covered by a fine chainmail tunic, and the great mace balanced easily over his broad shoulder.
Not while you're around, sire,
she said. Now the Horde was fully marshalled, with the Neaptide protecting their rear and a forest of spears and lances pointing skyward. Horde beasts stood shoulder to shoulder, covering the whole lower beach so that not even the sand below the tide line was visible. Swart came to the forefront, flanked by Zigu and the stoat captain, Agal. The warlord's face and teeth were freshly stained with bright plant dyes. A multicoloured cloak swirled about him, and his heavily chain-mailed six-claw glittered brighter than the long curved sword thrust into his snakeskin belt. He drew his blade and pointed at Salamandastron. That was the signal. The Horde began marching slowly forward, splitting into three groups as it did, Swart leading the left, Agal the right, and Zigu the centre.